I've got to urge everybody to go to melaniemorgan.com and click on the cat call. Catherine Moy has done a 2,000-word article with original reporting in it about Senator Obama that's just going to shock you to pieces. It did me. Senator Obama's church that he belongs to in the Chicago area is Afrocentric. In other words, people at that church believe that you swear allegiance to Africa before you do over America.
I will tell you, I have a friend of mine in the Bay Area. A friend of mine in the Bay Area who is a pastor at a very evangelical slash fundamental church with a large percentage of his people black. This guy himself, African American. And he has said, I mean, this is his thought, that the church that Obama belongs to is actually a cult. And this is coming from an evangelical Christian describing Obama's church as a quote-unquote cult.
Wow.
So, you know, take that for what it's worth. But the point is, for him to pass this off as one of those, you know, Bible-believing, fundamental, evangelical Christian churches. In fact, some of the things that Barack Obama has said regarding leaders in the evangelical church are quite unflattering. I'm thinking of what he said concerning Pat Robertson or Jerry Falwell or some of these others.
Let me quote you by Catherine Moy's article at melaniemorgan.com. It says, Senator Barack Obama worships at an unashamedly black church with covenant and a, quote, vision that includes a disavowal of the pursuit of middle classness and a pledge of allegiance to all black leadership who espouse and embrace the black value system. The Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago has a congregation with a non-negotiable commitment to Africa, according to its own website. We are a congregation which is unashamedly black and unapologetically Christian. Our roots in the black religious experience and tradition are deep, lasting, and permanent. We are an African people and remain true to our native land, according to the website. And it goes on. I mean, it is shocking. I mean, this is a major American presidential candidate whose church that he belongs to, says he's proud to belong to, says that their allegiance goes to Africa before it goes to America.
Now,